some of the best memories on the road can come from what you find after being lost in the middle of nowhere. And it seems like Wisconsinites know how to find the magic in the midst of miles of farmhouses and cornfields. Our next guest makes it a point to drive to less traveled places, even if it's just to see what there is to see. He's driven all over Wisconsin on state trunk highways, driving them from end to end wherever the roads may go. Sometimes their paths make sense, sometimes not so much. Eric Paulson co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show Sundays on Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He's also a radio DJ on Milwaukee's 95.7 and Madison's Rewind 92.1. Eric runs a Wisconsin road trip website called statetrunktour.com. Eric, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how did you get into this this hobby of driving these trunk roads in Wisconsin from end to end?
Well, I've always been a bit of a road geek, and I've always loved to explore. And this dates back to when I was a little kid living in Oconomowoc, where Highway 16 and 67 intersect. I always thought it was interesting, if you just followed that number, where would it take you? And it turns out 16, if you go west, you end up in La Crosse, and then that used to be a U.S. highway, went all the way out to Wyoming and east to Detroit. And 67 takes you to all these cool places through Kettle Moraine and all the way north to Manitowoc County. And so over the years, I just got more and more interested in how the state highways and just the highway numbers came to be and where they go. And so I thought State Trunk Tour would be a good way to kind of catalog it because they are state trunk highways after all.
And this trunk highway phrase, it's not something that's necessarily a household phrase anymore. What do we mean by that?
Yeah, I was wondering about, I have wiroadtrip.com too, which forwards to it, if people remember that more easily. A trunk road is any, actually it originated with the railroads, a trunk route is any route that connects two important points together. And so that started with the railroads, and when they decided to implement a numbering system for highways, they decided to call them state trunk highways. And actually, Wisconsin was the very first governmental unit of any kind in the world to implement a numbering system for roads. So I thought that was pretty fascinating, too.
So we started that trend of attaching numbers to our roads.
Wisconsin started it in 1917. Michigan followed in 1918. And of course, now it's everywhere.
All right. Now, you've got this exhaustive list of a bunch of our numbered trunk roads and sights to see as you drive from one end to another. When did you start putting this together as a tour? I'm going to pick number whatever, drive end to end, and find cool stuff on the way.
Yeah. And, you know, it's still a work in progress very much because this turns out it takes a lot of time to drive all these roads and catalog it and everything. It dates back a little over 10 years, actually. And I started just on a whim to see, you know, is this interesting? I started with Highway 59, and I actually live in Milwaukee, just north of where 59 ends, and the other end is in Monroe. And so I drove to Monroe one day and had a grilled cheese and sandwich at Baumgartner's on the square there, and then just hit 59 and drove that route all the way back into Milwaukee. And, you know, I went through Albany and saw the Sugar River Trail and some charming small towns through Edgerton and into Whitewater and through the Kettle Moraine area and Waukesha, where I follow the old roads through town if they build a bypass because it's much more interesting that way. And then just 59 all the way in past Miller Park through National Avenue to the very end. And I thought it was fun and interesting. It took a couple of hours. And there were a lot of cool things to note along the way. And I thought, well, let's see what some of these other roads are like. And it turns out a lot of them will take you to so many cool, quirky, interesting towns and places. I figured it was worth doing.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things about your project. It's easy to, depending on where you're going, to hop onto, you know, 90 or 94, a big highway, and drive past all the cool towns and sites and restaurants and things like that. You're actually driving right through the heart of it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I found interesting about Highway 16 when I lived in Oconomowoc as a kid. You know, the interstates, you zoom past the Dells and Mauston and Tomah and Sparta and all those places, and 16 goes right through the heart of those, kind of paralleling it because it was the interstate route before they built the interstate. And it's much more interesting to go through the towns if you have the time. And, of course, with this project, you have to have the time.
Talking to Eric Paulson, talking about his website, statetrunktour.com. He picks a trunk highway, these state roads, the numbered roads, drives end to end and finds cool stuff along the way and then catalogs it. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite scenic drive or vacation drive in Wisconsin, whether it's one of these numbered highways, you can throw in those county roads while you're at it if you want. You can call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls. Charlie is with us in Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you, I like your guest, I just love to drive around some parts of Wisconsin, and taking the off-beaten road is always somewhat of a joy, or different and a lot of fun. Question I have is, does your guest, can you recall or have any real funny names associated with the highways or with the towns that they go through? I think of, you know, I think it's Slab City has the a bar called the Morgue and stuff like that. You know, is there just anything that's really amusing in the names that goes along with these trunk roads? Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Charlie. Eric, stories like that?
Well, there's a whole bunch of unique, quirky names of places you go past, and certainly some of the road names, too. In fact, one of the articles I have on statetrunktour.com, you got to kind of search for it unless I highlight it, 10 quirky street names we found in Wisconsin, you know, those listing articles, people love those. So there's Chicken of the Woods Road in Three Lakes, and I don't even know if I can say this one, in Mishicot, but they said it on Seinfeld. There's an Ass Man Road.
Huh, okay.
Literally,
that's the name
named
of the road.
That.
We're going to allow
yes.
that.
Yes, okay. Well, there's
we'll
a sign that
says
we'll
take our finger off the button here.
Okay, Stratford has Fur Food Road. Huh. You have Darn Republican Street in Chetek. There's an interesting story that dates back to the 1950s on that one. There's Crass Road in Tomahawk, and Reek Road in Wayawiga, and just a lot of interesting ones. And in Washburn County and in Barron County, they go with fractions, 29 and 5/16 Road and things like that. So it's very curious the things you can stumble across, and that's one of the things that makes these drives interesting.
So finding the right roads, like fishing around for the right drill bit size. No, that's the 3/16. That's not going to work. We got to turn it 5/16.
Yeah, they go into some serious fractions on these things. It's wild.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. We'll go next to Cole with us in Appleton. Cole, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Cole?
I wanted to say this idea that he has is fantastic. I like to do it as often as I can. They actually sell in Wisconsin and maybe other states what's called a gazetteer. And it pretty much gives you every road, stream, everything like that out there. And as a fisherman, I like to kind of pick an endpoint of where I'm going to go fishing. And then I take every back road that I possibly can that goes past the stream. And it takes me through some really, really fun areas.
Fantastic, Cole. That sounds like a great project. Do you like to hit some of the, I know you're not maybe fishing along the way, but do you like to stop at some of the streams and other water bodies along the way, Eric?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get beautiful pictures. It's a great sight. And some of those back roads, and I do want to expand this into some key county roads and some of the rustic roads and some of the other really cool drives. I just started with the state highways because it was a good theme. And some of the back roads in this state just lead you to some of the most hidden gems that you can possibly imagine. So, yeah, I do plan on doing that and expanding that. So I might run into them on a back road somewhere.
Definitely. Good fishing, Cole. Jack joins us now in Mercer. Jack, hi.
Yes, hello.
What do you want to tell us about, Jack?
Well, I've been doing a similar thing, but I've been going on the roads that are scenic rural routes that are letters, like Highway H that runs from Mercer on Highway J, and it goes north for 13 miles, and it winds through an area along the Turtle Flowage that ties into Spider Lake and all these lakes, and it's one of the most amazing routes. And where it comes out at the end on Highway O, it's still out in the middle of nowhere heading towards Wakefield, Michigan, but it's right near the Michigan border. And that's about as rural as you can get of anywhere. And so after I started traveling that one, I started following a lot of them, like Highway FF that goes from outside of Mercer south. And these roads, you have to go 25 or 30, winding between the lakes. And if you look from overhead on some drone footage, you can see that the roads are based on water everywhere, and they're just winding in between rivers and lakes and streams all over the place.
Jack, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Eric, do we see that with the trunk roads too? They're not just carved in straight lines through whatever they come across?
Yeah, they're not interstates, certainly. And, for example, up at, near that area, like 32, which is a made, you know, it's a big highway in Milwaukee and Kenosha, all the way up to the northern boundary at Land O'Lakes. But around Three Lakes and Eagle River and everything, it threads like a necklace weaving between lakes up there. So county highways do a lot of that, too. And it is beautiful up there. H and O, Highway B up near where he is, that's around Boulder Junction on north. That goes right into Michigan and becomes a state highway in Michigan up there. So it's really cool, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to kind of expand my coverage as I keep doing this to some of those key county routes.
Jack, thanks a lot for calling in. We're talking to Eric Paulson. He's a Wisconsin radio DJ, co-host of the Discover Wisconsin show on Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He's the creator of the State Trunk Tour website, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite roadway in Wisconsin that you enjoy the views on or the places you can stop along the way? Is there a highway near you, a trunk road near you, a county road that you think people should check out? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Eric Paulson. He's taking us on a tour of Wisconsin's trunk highways. His project is called the State Trunk Tour. You can follow him at a website of that name, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite roadway to drive in Wisconsin? Tell us what you like about it. Do you think Wisconsin is a good state for road trips? And what's your favorite Wisconsin road trip memory? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Eric, got lots of callers. Let's talk to some more of them. Lisa is with us in Janesville. Lisa, hi.
Hi there.
What do you want to tell us about, Lisa?
My favorite thing is that my husband actually did something similar to this back in the early 90s when we first got together. He said, let's just jump on Highway 26, see where it takes us, and we'll stop when we find something interesting. And we ended up stopping in, we left from Janesville, we ended up stopping in Appleton and Oshkosh and going to the Air Museum, which is a place I had never even been to or heard of back then.
Lisa,
right at the north end of 26.
What's that?
That's right at the north end of 26, exactly.
Okay, so we did, yeah, so we did do the whole thing, okay.
Yes, you did.
Lisa, thanks a lot for the call. When you're out driving, Eric, do you try to just to stop at whatever catches your eye?
Yeah, it takes me forever to do these routes because I stop at so many things, and every little shiny object catches my eye. From, you know, charming little taverns to museums to natural formations to interesting mailboxes. I mean, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff out there.
And, Eric, when you do a trip from, you write about 33, going from Port Washington to La Crosse, you detail a lot of stops. I mean, this could be a multi-day trip easily, right?
Oh, it very easily could. And I mean, you know, you go from the beauty of Port Washington and its harbor on Lake Michigan to the beauty of the Driftless area in La Crosse. The world's largest six-pack is at the end of that route. And in between, you have hairpin turns at Wildcat Mountain State Park. You go through Portage and Beaver Dam and just all of these wonderful places. And 33 is a great example of a good cross-section of the state from, if you will, coast to coast.
Lisa, thanks for the call. We'll go now to Eric with us in Rice Lake. Eric, hi. What's your story?
Well, I'm a back roads aficionado also, and I'm working on Barron County at the moment. I've driven, my goal is to ride, go on every road in Barron County, and I've got about 1,500 miles in so far and about a third of the county, and I do it on a bicycle.
Oh.
And you find the coolest, most beautiful spots out at the end of these dead-end roads and out in the middle of nowhere, and you meet the farmers, and you see some spectacular things. It's just a lot of fun. It's going to take me a couple more years to finish.
Eric, good luck biking all the roads of Barron County. What do you think, Eric?
I think Eric's going to be in better shape than I'll be after I finish driving all those roads.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, biking, that's a different story. Do you get to, Eric mentioned meeting a lot of the people along the way. Eric, do you get to meet a lot of people when you're taking your road trips?
Sometimes, yeah, a lot of times I do, especially if I stop in like a cheese shop or something that's quintessential Wisconsin. And, you know, so I tell them what I'm up to and everything. Because a lot of times people see me taking pictures of their place and they're like, what are you doing? And so I kind of tell them what I'm up to. So, yeah, I definitely do that.
Back to our callers now. Ann is with us in Green Bay. Ann, hi.
Hello. I love what you're doing, Eric. But what I want to know is, because some of these areas probably get pretty remote, do you list, like, gas stations and hotels or motels where if somebody poops out, they can find a place to sleep, or if they kind of start getting low on gas because they've gotten so lost in the, you know, the atmosphere that they forget they're running out of gas? So do you list those types of conveniences?
Not quite yet, because that's a lot of extra detail, although I'm trying to talk to some gas station companies, and I've had Best Western Hotels previously sponsored my site for a while, and I noted every hotel that they had in the state. So I would like to add those things, and that's as this has turned from hobby into business a little bit too. So as I look for some sponsorship support in those categories, I will be definitely adding those things, because I think that's handy for people. And I actually want to work on an app too that will help people if they want to note, you know, good gas stations along the way or hotels along the way. It'll tell them as they're driving around.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Eric Paulson, talking about his road trip website and hobby. His website is called statetrunktour.com. He is going down these numbered Wisconsin highways from end to end, putting up a lot of the interesting points to see, the attractions along the way. Back to your calls now. Victor is with us in Appleton. Victor, hello.
Hi. I like to travel through, like, Wapaka and Washira County, take a lot of them small county road trunks. A lot of turns, and there's even a couple of, I think we got two covered bridges there, single-lane covered bridges. And also, while I'm there, I like to go to the fish hatchery that's there, the state fish hatchery.
All right, Victor, thanks a lot. He's got covered bridges. I didn't know we had a lot of covered bridges in Wisconsin, Eric.
There aren't many. I mean, the most well-known one is just outside Cedarburg, on what's creatively called Covered Bridge Road. And I have not seen the ones that are up there in Washura and Wapaka counties. I got to get up there and check them out.
All right, Victor, thanks a lot. Malachi joins us now in Richfield. Malachi, what did you want to tell us about?
Out in Waukesha, there's Highway 100, and during the summer, a lot of car guys meet up and cruise down the strip.
And when you say car guys, are you talking classic cars there?
Classic cars, tuners, motorcycles, all sorts of stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's Highway 100, big thing.
Yeah. Would you have some favorite sights on Highway 100, Eric?
Well, Highway 100 is more of a kind of it was the original bypass for Milwaukee. But there are a couple of interesting things along Highway 100. I mean, there's some historic stuff. There's a chapel from the 1850s in Franklin, just in the middle of other development. If you're in Wauwatosa, you pass Curry Park, which has an interesting golf dome in the winter, and it's the site of the first airport in the Milwaukee area. There's a lot of interesting things even along the roads that have so many strip malls along them. You wouldn't think there's anything interesting going on.
And Malachi mentioned that car and motorcycle event. Do you ever try to time your road trips, Eric, to catch maybe not that event, but the local festival or other cool stuff going on at a particular day and time?
Oh, I very often do. I mean, Highway 100 has always been a popular, you know, cruise the strip road for a long time. And a lot of people do bring their cool cars there. But I do try to list a lot of events. So if people are looking to do something for the weekend, for example, tomorrow I'll have what's coming up this weekend around Wisconsin up on the front page of statetrunktour.com. And I do try to hit some events to just kind of showcase when these towns come alive the most during festivals. And you get some great pictures that way. And that just kind of helps promote why it's cool to check these places out.
Let's go back to our callers now. Phil is on the line in Park Falls. Phil, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I love this. I could talk about this for hours, but I know that's impossible. Do you remember Highway 15?
The original?
Yeah.
Like the one that connected Beloit with Milwaukee before I-43?
Right. It kind of morphed into the Rock Freeway.
Hmm.
Do you have favorite memories of that, Phil?
Well, yeah, because I lived right by 124th, which is the County Line Road, and it was called National Avenue when it came into Waukesha County, and then it was called, it was Oklahoma.
I'm going to jump in, Phil. Your line's a little choppy there, but there's a lot of history, Eric, as Phil is telling us, behind some of these roads.
Yeah, I think what Phil is mentioning, the main road between Beloit and Milwaukee used to be a two-lane road, State Highway 15, most of which is now County ES from around Elkhorn on up into Milwaukee. So when you drive that road, you are driving the historic old highway, and you will see a lot of interesting sights along what is now a county road. And some of those routes that used to be the major route between places that were supplanted by an interstate, I like to follow those, and I'm going to add pages on those pretty soon, too, because that's where a lot of the cool historic stuff lies, and that's what's interesting to see. I mean, the East Troy Town Square, so cool, but everybody zooms by it on I-43. You take the old 15, which is ES, or State Highway 120 up into it, then you can see how beautiful that town square and that town is.
Do you have mixed feelings, Eric? I mean, we've got these faster highways that they're really convenient. They get us from point A to point B a lot faster. But have we lost something?
Well, we certainly, I don't know if we've lost it per se, but we often forget about it. A lot of it's still there. Now, it's certainly negatively affected a lot of small towns, but of course, then there's been some positives to it, you know, the classic balancing act of things. But by riding the old highways, and you saw this with Route 66 nationally, a lot of towns died when they built the interstates, but with the increased interest in following the old road, a lot of those small towns along Route 66 have kind of come back. And so I think in Wisconsin, there's so many cool, quirky things to see in these small towns. The more we let people know about it, the more people will stop in and check things out, spend money there, and help the towns.
As we wrap up, Eric, you've done a lot of driving on these roads. What's on your radar? What are some of the roads you want to hit that you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I haven't finished 73 all the way, which is a weird, quirky highway that goes just all over the place. I want to add the U.S. highways, which are part of the state highway system technically, but, you know, 2 and 10 and 12 and 18 and 51. I don't have those on there yet because they're federal highways, but I'm adding those. And then I do want to add some of those county routes and rerun some of these routes that I've done in the past because you have to keep up to date. Things change along these highways.
All right, Eric, happy driving, and thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Rob.
Eric Paulson co-hosts the Discover Wisconsin show Sundays on Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He joins to talk about driving Wisconsin's highways and byways, in particular the trunk roads, those numbered roads all over Wisconsin. You can find information about routes Eric has taken and plans to take and things to see along those roads at statetrunktour.com. And you can still share your own stories at the Ideas Network Facebook page.